in their shoes. I've got Neil Docking and Mo Stewart for this one. Only going to do a couple of sides, but I am absolutely fascinated by them. So Neil's going to tell us, because he did so well last year with Sunderland, he's going to tell us what his Sunderland plan is moving forward. He's building from a position of shock and strength, and a full notepad, which I'm very pleased to see there. But Mo, also from a position of genuine strength, not so much shock, is our man who is going to let us know what should happen at the league champions and the Champions League runners-up going into next season. So, Mo, take it away.
Okay, so before we start, I need to kind of lay out the fact that I went probably deeper in this than I needed to, but it's kind of the nature of the beast.
Yep.
So I looked at the I was trying to get a handle on the budget before we started, because I wanted it to be realistic. So according to the reports I saw, Arsenal will earn a projected 770 million across the last season, including the run to the Champions League final, including win the Premier League, improved TV rights earnings in both competitions and commercial revenue and matchday income. Now, they've proposed a 3.9% increase in ticket prices for next season. So the success on the field and that means that both of the latter categories, matchday revenue and commercial income, should increase over the next season. So they have more, a bit of a decent budget there. But that has to be weighed against the net transfer spend from last season, 246.5 million. And a projected 234.8 million on wages before bonuses, of which there will be significant because obviously they won the Premier League. So basically what all this says is there will be a significant transfer budget, but there would need to be a marked increase on the £13 million they recouped in transfers in order to get anywhere near last season's total.